Take a seat on the bench. Feel the curve of the timber against your back. The river holds the city, locates it, stabilizes it, molds it, embraces it. But it's always changing, always flowing, always shifting, moving, fluid. The city flows too. Walk towards the railing in front of you.
How does the river choreograph the city? What turns is the city making?
I think about the river, where it's been, where it's going, where it might end up. Turn to face the willow tree behind you. Walk towards it.
The river is a dangerous place. A young man and his horse was whipped away and drowned.
There's a cobblestone ramp to your right. Pause there for a moment.
Here, a ramp was built to facilitate the watering of horses.
Walk down the ramp to the river's edge.
What did you see?
Leaves, silt, sticks, reeds, grass, mud, stones, ducks. Turn around and keep following the path along the river. A Scottish man named this river after a river that flowed through his grandfather's land. Walk up to the bridge and cross over Armagh Street.
While the adults gathered food, the children played games on the banks of the river. Flounder, pataki, eels, tuna, ducks, whitebait, inaka, trout, lamprey, kanakana, pipi, kumara, fernroot, Aruhe.
Otakaru, the place of again. We're just approaching Gloucester Street. Pause at the corner by the lights. You didn't used to be able to see the cathedral from here. There was an old cinema. There was a couple of old cinemas, actually. Two old cinemas standing in the way. And a Greek takeaway that was open 24 hours a day on the weekends.
See the peach building? There's an outline of a building that used to be there. A ghost of a building. A cross-section.
Walk over the bridge, past the stones.
One.
Two, three, four, five,
six, you're on the other side.
You're across.
Keep to the right. They called them Orotarepo, swamp dwellers. Later, the land was no longer safe to live on. Removal of properties in this area was compulsory. Take a seat.
She looked down from the hills and saw swamp, raupo, flax, channels of water.
Keep walking.
The river splits into several streams. Wairarapa.
Glistening water.
Waimare.
Deep water channel.
Waimero. Water of the barbarians. Waiiti.
Small water.
Water lifted up.
Hairero.
Long water.
Cross the road when it's safe to do so. Turn right at the other side. Pause at the railing and face the river. Keep walking and turn left into the park. Walk down to the river's edge. There's a piece of metal holding the river back. What's it making space for?
Maybe the river and the city are more alike than they first appear. Maybe the boundaries between them can't be clearly defined.